Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it.
I wanted to ask you about this tweet you posted a couple of days ago that I thought was fascinating. And you wrote, quote, "On my run through Central Park this morning, I made a point of saying good morning to every person I encountered. I encountered 355 people. 128 said hello or good morning back. 41 gave a head nod. 186 didn't acknowledge. 165 wore headphones, some of whom did reply." Okay, so I have a series of questions here, Andrew. One is, why'd you do that? And two, did you have like an abacus with you? How'd you keep track?
A little of both. You know, for me, I'm always trying to come up with, it's very selfish, little games I can play with myself effectively. So to keep my mind off of the actual running part. And I don't know, it was a beautiful day in New York City. And I was running through the park, and I'm one of these people who is hoping to believe that New York is coming back and we're all being more friendly with each other and all of that. So I don't know. I saw somebody and I said hello, and they said hello back. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to keep going with this. And I'm gonna try to count just to see how it goes. Again, partially to keep my mind off the running bit. I did not keep the count in my mind the entire time. In fact, at one point I realized that I couldn't. So I stopped, and I haven't had my iPhone with me. So I put a little note in my notepad, and then I kept doing that. I think I did it about four times. I think my count was pretty right.
It's pretty
close to right. I think
41 gave a head nod. So how do you evaluate?
I would do a head nod or a little bit of a wave. I should have said a head nod or a bit of a wave. Really like an acknowledgement, like, hey, you're saying hello, and I'm kind of saying hello back without, like, you know, verbally, you know, screaming hello.
Did anyone give you the finger?
I got no fingers. I got no, okay. No FUs, no, you know, none of that. New Yorkers are actually much nicer than people think.
They're quite nice. So do you think that's a good ratio, 128?
I don't know. My wife and I were talking about that. I thought it was pretty good. You know, a lot of the people who didn't respond really did have their headphones in, or I think were like either into their own runs or into their own stuff. You know, people are doing their own thing. So I was.
And you had a
I
mask on, or presume.
I did have a mask on.
So maybe
on.
People didn't know where the hello was coming from.
That's a thing, you know. they couldn't see my lips moving.
Maybe not. We don't have to go into this in detail, but you are a co-creator of the Showtime series Billions.
Yes, sir.
Which features a United States attorney for the Southern District of New York, played by Paul Giamatti. My only question to you is, and for folks who haven't seen it, I apologize for this, but am I correct that the S&M theme, that was your idea?
It was not my idea. I cannot claim credit. Brian Koppelman and David Levine should get all the credit for that. But I will say this, the best line I ever heard, not in Billions, but coming off of Billions, came from your wife. Of all people, do you remember this?
Oh,
in
gosh.
In page yeah, six, yes, after the premiere of the pilot episode of Billions, she brilliantly said something to the effect of, "I need to get better boots."
Yeah, and you know what? In real time, I saw that was happening, and I don't think she appreciated that she was speaking to a page six New York Post reporter, and she was duly quoted in page six.
She said, "I forgot my stilettos." Right. I love that.
Yeah, and that was in page six.
Yep. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It was. And to understand what the hell we're talking about, people need to watch the first episode of the first season of Billions.
Absolutely.
Would you agree that you're the more Jersey of us?
I would agree with that. Now, remember,
you say that with pride, correct?
I do say that with pride. I think I'm more New York City than you, though. I've been in New York City.
How can you be more New York City and more Jersey?
Well, 18 years in Jersey, 4 in Philadelphia, where I went to school, and then 27. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you're definitely more Philly than me.
27 in New York City. What about that? Greatest city in the world. So I think I'm more New Jersey.
You can try the burbs. The burbs are pretty cool.
Yes, you're just more burbs than me. That's really the thing. I'm more New Jersey, New York, and more Philly than you.
I guess we'll have to let that stand.
I think so.
You're also more Italian than me. People are always confused, but why your name is Vinny?
Yeah, I think maybe that's really because, you know Mark Lurie is our child. I've started, you know, most of my businesses with him, and we grew up together. And so he is my best friend. He's Italian, and I had Italian parents in Staten Island and then New Jersey. So I get all my Italian from him.
Did some of your Indian rub off on him?
No, I know. I was going to ask.
It's a one-way street.
I know. I don't think he can do a very good Indian accent.
The Italian is it dominates the Indian in your friendship.
No. Well, I do think he actually.
This is kind of revelatory. I don't know.
He can do good Bhangra though. No, he can do good Bhangra. I just he doesn't have the accent. That's all.
I gotcha. Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.